Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us this morning is New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. Lieutenant Governor, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate you having me on the show today.
Well, it's great to talk to you. I know many of our listeners in this part of the state and around the state and the country and the world, quite frankly, have been thinking about Martin Gugino, of course, from Buffalo, where you hail from, who was injured by police after being knocked down. What's his condition? How's he doing? And maybe a little comment on the state of policing in Buffalo and around the state.
Well, certainly that was a horrific night for people to witness. An innocent protester, someone exercising his constitutional right to be literally shoved by police officers and severely injured. He has been in Erie County Medical Center. I understand he's now starting rehabilitation, so hopefully that's a positive sign. And our thoughts continue to be with him and his family. But this was just truly a continuation of an eruption of emotion and people realizing that there are a lot of systemic problems within our policing, whether it's in Buffalo, whether it's in Minneapolis. And our community has stepped up. Western New York has stepped up to address these. And there's certainly more work to go. But the mayor has proposed a number of significant reforms that Governor Cuomo has actually recognized during some of his press conferences. So this was an opportunity for people to think about not just what happened to Mr. Gugino, but now we talk about what happened to Mr. Floyd. And we're talking today about the situation in Atlanta with Mr. Brooks. This is a national moment. It's a state in the moment for us to have real meaningful conversations, to listen to voices that have been suppressed for far too long about the deep-rooted racism and the pain that exists within African-American communities that many whites have not acknowledged or attempted to understand. And this is the time for real reform. And that's why I'm so proud that Governor Cuomo has made us a nation-leading state in terms of our boldness.
Do you think the police leadership, the union leadership, recognizes that it's not just a few bad apples, that it's more about a systemic problem with racism in the justice system?
I think there's been an awakening in many corridors of society, whether it's in police departments or whether it's just the society at large. And this is a long overdue. It's time for everyone to come to the table, and that's why the governor's plan talks about bringing together not just elected officials, but also community activists to the table with the police departments and leadership and rank and file, and really seize this time to completely rethink our policing functions. Are they meeting the needs of our communities, and what should police departments look like going forward? So this is an opportunity. Reform is always tough. It's always resisted, but it has to happen.
Lieutenant Governor of New York State, Kathy Hochul, we appreciate you taking the time to speak about these important issues.
Well, thank you for having me on the show and look forward to speaking again.